I don't think I've ever been less mindful, more disorganized, more chaotic, and I'm making this audio in order to help myself to become more calm and more aware and more centered. But I've been in a panic. I've been panicking, pushing papers around the place, trying to sort out my office, trying to get on top of administration, and rushing to go to a mindfulness training course today, the whole day. It's an extraordinary day today. It isn't that it came on me by accident. I knew well in advance. It was properly planned. I'm spending the whole day with other people on mindfulness training, and we're going to be doing lots of exercises and everything like that. But the things that are happening in my life around it, around today, are at the moment in chaos. They're literally exactly chaotic. They're not that they're in a bad state really, but they're just very not, there does not appear to be a pattern. That everything is not in its rightful place, and there is a deadline, and I have to get it all sorted out. And these are the times you wish that you made different choices about the use of your time earlier. Because the thing about time is that it's fixed, it's outside my control. It's a wonderful, wonderful mechanism of getting over this control, this wish to control that I have. I cannot control time. It ticks inexorably beyond me, and I'm mindful of time right now. I'm mindful more of what I'm saying than anything else, and I'm rushing. So, I mean, this is the antithesis of mindfulness. Here I am, going to a mindful training course, talking to Audio Boo, trying to shower, shave, throw clothes on, drive quickly to the venue, and then be calm and aware of as much as possible, or practice the being aware. And yet there's a sense in which I just accept myself doing this. You know, this is the way life is. This is the way my life is. This is it. This is it. And the question is, am I aware that this is it? Am I aware that there is chaos? Or am I aware that things feel like they're moving quickly? The short answer is I'm very aware. I have the ability to be aware of it, and I have the ability to stop frenetically behaving. I have the ability to calm myself by just awareness, being aware that I am aware. Being aware that I'm aware that I am in what the shorthand calls chaos is helpful. It's useful. It's good for me. And I do have the ability at any moment in time, no matter what's going on, no matter how crazy it feels, I have the ability to be aware of how crazy it feels. And you know what? That has an effect. So, you know,
I am slowing down. The heartbeat is becoming less frequent. I'm less likely to get cardiac arrest. I'm more likely to drive slowly and safely as a result of being aware. And you know, it doesn't matter what I'm aware of. Be aware of a ticking clock, aware of a sound, or aware of the thought that this is chaos. Chaos is a label. It's a word that I'm trying to get a shirt now. I'm grabbing a shirt. Chaos is a word. I mean, if you take it literally, it has no judgment implied in it. It's got some scientific definition. Used popularly, it means, oh, I'm in a terrible way. But it's also a stream of consciousness. It's something that has movement and vigor and energy, has a life. The experience I'm having is nothing other than the experience I'm having. And now I can feel myself sort of becoming mindful and getting into the mindfulness frame of mind. And I can feel myself a bit more well, a bit less distracted, a bit more clearly purposeful. Because my purpose is not to get there on time. My purpose is to have a good life. And you know, it isn't the end of the world if I don't get there on time. And it would be much worse if while I was driving, I either hit somebody, or I had a near miss, or something. So putting everything in perspective, putting on my sock mindfully now, there is a calm that I didn't have before I started. And as I scuttled or ran up the stairs, you know, throwing one foot after another. Okay, I will say this is the end of the preparation to going to the mindfulness training course that lasts for the whole day today in a hotel in East Cork. Thanks for listening. Bye.